Hello everyone, I'm George Pound. Welcome back to my channel. I was aghast to read today about the United Kingdom's Defence Secretary John Healey saying that the UK was pledged to help defend Taiwan. Wow, defend a country that the United Kingdom doesn't even recognise, that about seven countries in the whole world recognise as independent. Okay, the People's Republic of China's position is that there is one China, the PRC, including the island of Taiwan. You can recognize Taiwan, it styles itself Republic of China. You can recognize the People's Republic of China. You cannot recognize both. In diplomatic relations with one or the other, that's it. Okay. Taiwan does not have a United Nations seat, hasn't had a UN seat for about 50 years. Why on earth would the UK defend a non-country? Maybe you think Taiwan is a country, should be recognized. Fine. That's an arguable position. But the United Kingdom doesn't recognize it. Anyway, what on earth has it got to do with the UK? As though the United Kingdom doesn't have enough problems itself. I mean, is he insane? This is the most moronic thing I've ever heard. The UK, which said cut back after cut back to his armed forces for decades, finally increasing a little bit. Some of those cutbacks in the early years after the Cold War were sensible, but obviously they're not sensible now. 2.5% of gross domestic product spent on defense, going to go up to 3.5% by the end of this parliament. Well, this Labour government is already performed vault fasteners a lot, so I believe that when I see it. Go up to 5% eventually of defence-related stuff, which is, can be things like, I don't know, fibre optics or something like that, things which are really not defence. Now, I was going to blame the previous Labour administration, Conservative administration, David Cameron. The British Army had, was it 100,000 soldiers in 2010? It's going to have about 70,000. I know numbers aren't everything, but troop levels still matter. Now, recruitment and retention were in crisis. About the last year, there's been a small improvement, but there's a very long way to go. There are going to be ships which don't have enough sailors, things like that. I was reading how the Royal Air Force has only got 174 combat aircraft. Ukraine's got 300. Ukraine, a country with about half the population of the UK, are much poorer than the country than the UK. And okay, they're in a war right now, but still, I mean, the United Kingdom has got more admirals than it does ships, apparently only 40 vessels, which are big enough to count as ships, and frigates and destroyers altogether about 13. Some of those are in refit or whatever. So how on earth can the United Kingdom meaningfully contribute to this, like by having one vessel over there? I've never been a military man. Perhaps it shows. So it's crazy. And why? What's Taiwan ever done for the United Kingdom? I'm not anti-Taiwanese. There's no defense treaty between the United Kingdom and Taiwan, so far as I'm aware. Taiwan's never sent any soldiers to fight any wars which the United Kingdom's involved in. What's this got to do with the UK? So much for the sort of the golden era of relations with PRC. Now, the PRC in some ways is hostile, is helping Russia, increasingly openly helping Russia this war, not sending troops, but selling them vital components for their illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine, selling them all weapon systems now, you know, helping them out financially and stuff like that. And obviously there are Chinese espionage activity in the United Kingdom. There must be British espionage activity in China. I don't actually know, but I'd be staggered if there wasn't, and so on. China opened these unofficial police stations in the United Kingdom, is harassing, trying to hunt down dissidents, offering bounties for those who help them identify Chinese dissidents who fled to the UK. China, which has been a very bad faith actor, breaking the treaty relating to Hong Kong, pursuing genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. I'm not Sinophobic, at least, and the least. There are good Chinese people. I bear no ill will to them. All right, I have enormous admiration for China's magnificent civilization, which achieved far, far more than we did in Ireland or Great Britain in the Dark Ages. It was a millennium ahead for many years. And obviously, they're good Chinese people. They're Chinese people I really like. I mean, I feel sorry for the Chinese people being oppressed by their own government. But anyway, it's theirs to choose. And okay, they don't really get to elect it. And maybe they don't share our values. Maybe they genuinely don't want free speech. So I'm not trying to interfere there. But if it comes to genocide, surely we're morally obliged to speak out. Uyghurs, you know, enslaved and so on. Uyghurs murdered in some cases or prevented from having children. Wow, it's monstrous. And something similar going on in Tibet, none of which means there's any, I feel any hostility towards the Han Chinese. Should the Uyghurs or the Tibetans be independent? I don't have a strong view on that. Maybe yes, maybe no. I wouldn't be opposed to either, as long as they could genuinely choose to be part of the PRC or not. But Even the United States doesn't recognize Taiwan as an independent country. How could the UK meaningfully contribute? And yes, there are problems in Sino-British relations. I don't see how these be improved by a war. Would the United Kingdom be on the winning side? It's dubious. So I think the UK should stay out of it. It doesn't have the capability. Even if you think it's morally justified, even if you think it's lawful, it doesn't have the strength. It's got no basis in the Far East. Okay, some alliance with Australia. But can't the UK just sit this one out? Why? What vital British interest is at stake? Okay, trade with Taiwan, trade with loads of countries, trade with China even more. I know Taiwan's made itself indispensable. Maybe this part of the grand strategy is about a third of the world's microprocessors are produced there. But the thing is to get the more of them produced elsewhere, to do everything you can to inveigle the Taiwanese to set up microprocessing factories in the United Kingdom or other safe and friendly countries. So it's daft. I mean, the UK should stay out of it. John Healey is completely delusional if he thinks the United Kingdom could or indeed should do this. So it's a pledge which cannot possibly be honoured. I don't perceive any British appetite to fight against the Chinese, even if China does invade Taiwan. Is even invasion the apposite word? Simply reintegrating the national territory, taking back what's legally theirs anyway. Many people would say they regard it as a renegade province, all right? So, I mean, has Taiwan ever been independent, ever? And all right, there's always a first time. Even Taiwan doesn't say it's independent. Even they haven't issued a declaration of independence. It's quite a contentious subject in Taiwan. Some have even proposed rejoining the People's Republic of China. And remember, Taiwan claims to be the rightful government of mainland China too, which is why their official constitutional title is the Republic of China. So the Kuomintang fled there after they lost the civil war in 1949. Chiang Kai-shek, for the rest of his life, he died in 1975, thinking he could make a comeback and take back the mainland. So the United Kingdom is well out of it. You know, it just doesn't have enough of anything. So few tanks, obviously the tanks will be so far away, they never get there in time for a war. Too few planes, too few troops, equipment not good enough. It needs to massively improve before the United Kingdom even defend its own territory. Thank God that Argentina hasn't beefed up its military, because the United Kingdom would not be able to rescue the Falklands again. So it needs to concentrate on the actual threat close to home, which is Russia, which is not China. I am not a peacenik. I'm not a pacifist. There sometimes is right to fight. But here, there isn't a legal or moral justification. There is no national interest at stake. There is no public wish or even willingness to fight. There really is no rationale for fighting. And this is actually being the boy who cried wolf, an empty threat. So when the United Kingdom makes a genuine commitment, yes, we'll fight for whoever, aggressors won't believe it. Say, because they're all talk and no action, they're yellow batteries, they are invertebrate, they have lost their courage, don't believe them, we can cross their lines, we can get away with it. It's a 1930s situation. If you persistently fail to enforce your threats, then people just don't believe you anymore. So it is preposterous, it's absolutely daft. This from John Healey, who's a liar, who's a child murderer, who's sending all these spy flights over Gaza. Why should the United Kingdom help Israel? Likewise, it does very little for the UK. And okay, there's some intelligence sharing, but that's really equally good for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. If anything, the RAF should be dropping food in Gaza, not spying. Goodness. So this is worrying, daft, and it would be absolutely criminal to go to war totally avoidably. Stay out of it.